Kyungpen Sky Fortress, Namoguru. Jetson Milarepa went from Ragma to Kyungpen Sky Fortress, and while he was residing there, a monkey riding on top of a rabbit approached him. The monkey wore thick armor made of barley husks, held a large bow and arrow made of rice stalks, and sized up Milarepa for an attack. The Jetson laughed. The monkey said, "I have come here to scare you. If you remain unafraid, I will go." In reply, the Jetson sang,
"I know all appearances are mine, and I recognize mind is Dharmakaya. So, demon, whatever magic tricks you do, they just make this yogi laugh."
Upon hearing this, the monkey, who was actually the demon king of Drotang, pledged his fealty to Milarepa and, like a rainbow, dissolved into the sky. After some time, some patrons from Drotang came to see the Jetson, and they asked him, "What are the qualities of this place?" Milarepa answered with this Vajra song.
"Great Lama, my lord, I supplicate you. Do you all know the qualities of this place? If you don't, I'll tell you of them now. Kyungpen Namgatong is a secluded place. It's a palace of a fortress in the sky. Up above gather dark clouds carrying sudden rain. Down below a clear blue river flows. Behind the red rock hills an expanse of sky. In front meadows of flowers bloom so bright. From a distance you can hear the great carnivores roar and see majestic vultures soar on high. Drops of sweet honey water fall softly from the sky, while the bees sing a constant stream of songs. Mother and fawn, deer and come, dance about in play. Langurs and monkeys swing and jump in the trees. Mother larks and their chicks vary their calls up and down, and the gods' own birds sing their songs. Brooks spring from the mountains, reciting mantra. These different sounds, each at their time, are experiences, friends. This place's qualities are inconceivable, and I sing of my happiness in song. Dharma teachings and advice flow out from my speech. You men and women, benefactors gathered here, please follow behind me and do as I do. Give up bad actions and perform virtue. Give up bad actions and perform virtue."
There was a mantran in the group of students who then asked, "Jetson La, in order to celebrate the joyous occasion of our meeting you here, please give us the gift of a song about the practice of view, meditation, and conduct that will be easy for us to understand and take with us when we leave you." In reply, Milarepa sang this song of realization.
"The Lama's blessings enter my mind. May they be the blessings to realize emptiness. Benefactors filled with faith to ask for your prostration. I shall sing a song that pleases the Yidams of nearness emptiness and these inseparable, these three summarize the view. Luminosity, non-conceptuality, and being without desire. satisfaction is freedom of meditation. No attachment, no fixation. And using your actions to fill in the picture is three summarized conduct. Free of hope and free of fear and free of confusion. These three summarize fruition. Not being one way outside and another way hidden inside. Not putting on pretense or phony facades. These three summarize samaya.
When Milarepa finished singing, the students felt great faith and departed. A few days later, many more students came to meet Milarepa, and from among them, those who had been there earlier asked him, "Jetson, how are you? Are you well?" In answer, he sang them this song of realization.
I bow my head down at your feet, O genuine Guru. In this uninhabited peaceful forest, this is how I am. The way Milarepa meditates is lit. Meditation, living is
Sang, and when he finished, his students exclaimed, "These ways that the Lama's enlightened body, speech, and mind are radiant with well-being and bliss are absolutely amazing. Please tell us, what is their origin?" "They come from realizing the true nature of mind," Milarepa answered. "Well, we are not able to achieve such perfect bliss as you have, but nevertheless, we do hope to experience some small fraction of it. Will you please teach us how to meditate in a way that is easy for us to understand and take away, so that we too may begin to realize the true nature of mind?" To answer their question, the Jetson sang this Vajra song of the 12 points of mind.
"I bow my head down at the feet of the genuine guru, you benefactor. Want to realize the true nature of mind. If you're going to practice Dharma, you should practice like this. If you're going to practice Dharma, you should practice like this. Having faith, being wise, and being life to mind. If you raise it, it will be steady. Yet if you don't, that's fine. If you'll have a pillar of life, have a pillar like this. Free of attachment, free of fixation, free of bewilderment. These three together protects the mind. Wearing this armor is no burden, yet it defends you well. If you're going to wear armor like this. Meditation, joyous diligence, and endurance through pain. These three together stallion for the mind to ride. If you ride him, he'll gallop swiftly. So let him ride, you'll be free. If you're going to have a stallion like this. Self-aware, self-luminous, and self-blissful. Should practice them, you benefactors.
song filled the students with faith, and ever after as well, they served him perfectly. The jetson then traveled to Yomo Gangra. So ends the story of Kyungpen Sky Fortress.